on tonight's Late Debate with me, Claire Brock, in for Cormac O'Hara. Well, joining me on the programme tonight are Alison Cumann, Fianna Fáil Senator and spokesperson on arts, media, communications, culture and sport, Paul Lawless, Aonthu TD for Mayo, and Joanna Byrne, Sinn Féin TD for Louth, and their spokesperson on media, communications and sport. We're also joined by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Well, we do want to hear from you, so please do get in touch with the programme. You can text us on 51551, WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32, and you can also watch the programme on the RTE News channel. But first tonight to the vigil in Edenderry in Offaly following the arson attack in which 4-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his 60-year-old grandaunt Mary Holt were killed on Saturday evening. The vigil concluded in the town a short time ago, and from Edenderry we're joined by Independent Ireland councillor Fergus McDonnell. Fergus, thank you for joining us on Late Debate tonight. The vigil, I know, was organised by the local Derry Rovers Football Club. Did many turn out? Fergus, can you hear us? Are you with us? Okay, we'll see can we return to Fergus shortly. But I want to get, I suppose, my reaction from the panel to that dreadful case. Gardaí obviously now treating this case as murder and in recent hours have released CCTV footage in the hopes of getting people to come forward, get more information about this and track down those responsible. Harry, you know, on this matter, it's really caused huge shock well beyond Edenderry, hasn't it?
Of course it has. You have a 4-year-old child, Tadhg, and his grandaunt dead after a mindless, wanton, cruel attack of firebombing on a house by people who were pursuing some kind of terrible vendetta against somebody who wasn't even in the house. And the child's grandmother has also suffered very severe injuries in the course of a fire. And it's something that's shocked and appalled everybody that somebody, three people who are completely innocent of any wrong, become the victims of somebody else's vice. And those, we saw the video tonight of the two perpetrators coming up and lighting up a fire and just doing it deliberately. Hopefully the law will catch up with them and they will face the full consequences of the law if they are caught. And I do hope that they are caught, because it was just awful and everybody's appalled by it. And I'm sure that the vigil in Edenderry tonight was so well attended, because it's a very close-knit and a very strong community.
Well, indeed, we can join Fergus McDonnell now, Independent Ireland councillor. Fergus, thank you for joining us on the programme tonight. The locals coming together there. This vigil was organised by the local Derry Rovers Football Club. I presume there was a huge turnout as the community comes together, as they remember those victims of the terrible firebombing.
Yes, indeed, Claire. Good evening to you and your panel and listeners. Yeah, very poignant evening this evening in Edenderry. Derry Rovers itself, the soccer club, was born out of the estate of Castleview Park, an absolutely fine pitch. Coincidentally, right behind the scene of the attack, that Derry Rovers is located. And it was poignant this evening. It was very sombre. I'm advised that people that are in the know of numbers, that there was in the region of 1,000 people there. Mm-hmm. And in fairness to the committee of Derry Rovers, they had lined both sides of the running track with candles, and it was very picturesque looking in normal circumstances, but sad because of the event that was held tonight. They had some music provided by a local musician, John Nolan, who was very heavily involved in the area, very appropriate music and hymns. And our local deacon, Paul Wire, offered prayers for both Mary and Tadhg. And then the committee commenced the walk, and they had it structured on the basis of suggesting to people that were there to try and endeavor, make four rounds of the track to reflect young Tadhg's 4 young years. So it was very, very sad, very silent. And people were just, you know, in complete shock. Yeah. And the anger is beginning to seep through now, Claire.
Talk to me about that, because, as you say, a huge outpouring of grief as the community has come together. But that grief, you're telling me, has now turned to anger. What are local people saying?
Well, local people would have been aware for quite some time, Claire, of, you know, a drug presence in Eton Derry and around, and people that would have been involved in it, and felt very helpless, you know, in dealing with that. And I know the Gardaí are doing the best they can. We've had a long demand here in Eton Derry for a 24-hour Garda station. Unfortunately, we don't have that, and it was actually requested at last month's Eton Derry Municipal District meeting with a slight follow-up today, but we had a monthly meeting today, and it was agreed in light of the circumstances that prevail at the moment, because Garda resources are concentrated on pursuing the perpetrators of this dreadful crime, that we would come back to that as soon as it's practical. But certainly, I mean, we need more Gardaí, not just in Dublin, which I believe is seeing an increase in numbers. We need to see them in towns like Eton Derry and beyond. Because at the moment, you know, if you're heading from either way from Dublin to Eton Derry, you know, you can be there if it's not peak time at the airport within 50 minutes, Dublin city centre, similar. So at night time, when the roads are a lot quieter, that access is even greater, particularly if you have ulterior motives.
Fergus, do people feel safe in their homes?
Well, they do, Claire. Yeah, no, they do feel safe, but it's just in the wider community that, you know, the concern is there and has been there for some time. Like every town and village throughout the country, there's a huge sense of community spirit and mettle within every area that I'm aware of. And people watch out for one another. And I think the advent of people having their own cameras, CCTV, it has helped. But isn't it strange to say that, you know, I was on the old structure of Eton Derry Town Council, which was abolished in 2014. And Eton Derry Town Council in 2013 left aside a sum of money to aid the provision of CCTV within the town centre of Eton Derry. And here we are 12 years later, that hasn't happened. Despite the fact that I've done my damnedest as a member of the reconstituted joint policing committees that were in place up to recently, they're reconfigured now and renamed. But because of national policy changes and because of issues over data protection, controllers, Eton Derry and places like Eton Derry are still waiting for those services and supports.
That
would be a huge aid. Sorry, Claire. That would be a huge aid. As people travel the main streets of Eton Derry and other towns.
Yeah, in order to feel protected and that there is vigilance there. Some details emerging in the past short while about the funeral details for Tadhg. We're hearing that the funeral mass for young Tadhg Farrell will take place on Friday at 12 noon in St Mary's Church in Eton Derry, followed by burial in St Mary's Cemetery. A harrowing and shattering time for the family there and indeed the extended community. You'll expect to hear more details, I take it, in the coming days.
Yeah, we absolutely. And I think what needs to be all also borne in mind is Mary, whose funeral arrangements have yet to be finalised, her colleague workers in Ophalia House are completely devastated because she had been such a part of the workforce there for close on 40 years. I mean, all she had to do was walk out her front door. Within 3 minutes, she was in her place of employment. Mm-hmm. And I met a lot of her colleagues on Saturday night, not long after the incident unfolded, that were on the scene, that were completely gutted because of the fact that they'd known Mary's dedication in caring for others and her commitment. You know, it was just hard for them to comprehend. And her funeral arrangements have yet to be finalised.
An incredibly difficult time for the family and indeed shock spreading throughout the community. Thank you for talking to us, Fergus McDonnell, councillor in Eton Derry. Thank you for speaking to us tonight, following on from that vigil that has taken place in Eton Derry. To come to you first, Joanna, on this, I mean, the impact of drugs gangs in a community. In your own constituency, it's something that you have strongly felt, and that fear that people have, it'll certainly resonate with you, will it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody in Drogheda will be particularly touched by this horrific incident in Eton Derry in the last couple of days. We know firsthand how behaviour like this can ravage communities apart, and We sadly had a very dark few years in Drogheda with a vicious drugs feud, and we've seen our own amount of petrol bombs. There was one period over a month, you wouldn't believe it, that there was 47 petrol bombs in such a short period of time. And I, like many other elected reps, got up out of my bed two or three times on one particular night to go and stand with our communities. And thankfully, nobody was killed in any of them incidents. But we did have vicious murders in other ways. And it takes a test of time for communities to pick themselves back up and to rebuild. And I think everybody in Drogheda will particularly feel the despair and the heartache that Edenderry is feeling at the moment.
And Alison, to come to you on this, we had Deputy Tony McCormick, your colleague, Fianna Fáil TD for Offaly, speaking out, urging the Minister for Justice to establish this dedicated Garda task force in Edenderry, reflecting really what we heard from Fergus tonight, that sense of anger and frustration among people. And the fear that's there as well that this could about what has happened and what may happen in the future. I mean, what would you say to that? Does there need to be more action and more resources to areas like Edenderry tonight?
Look, we have to remember at the heart of this is a grieving family, a grieving community. We have to think of Tadhg Farrell's family, Mary Holt's family, of course, for his grandmother, who is still very seriously ill. But yes, I couldn't agree more. My colleague spoke so movingly today in the Dáil. He spoke to the fact that drugs, and I think this is a prime example of it, we all need to remember that the drugs trade destroys lives. It destroys lives of those innocent people who are dragged into it, and it destroys lives of those who are involved in it, who think that they're going to gain by it. So yes, we have to look at how we can assist these communities, there's no question. We heard Councillor McDonald speak there about it being a part-time Garda station, and indeed Deputy McCormick spoke about that as well. We need to look to see.
These are issues that would have been raised before the horrendous events that we've seen, before
absolutely.
The firebombing that we saw in Edenderry.
So the likes
of
a drugs task force, absolutely. I think we need to, you have to attack these head on, because these are increasing. We, as I said, I'm also Drogheda based. We have seen how close this modus operandi was to taking lives, and up to 28 lives only a matter of weeks ago. Everybody was afraid this was going to happen, and now here it is. So serious action has got to be taken.
Should this prompt change, should it prompt action, Paul, in this area, in bringing a Garda task force to dismantle drug gangs in areas that have clearly been left exposed and vulnerable, given what we've seen with a part-time Garda station in place, and given such a horrific attack that took place that
firstly,
has shattered the community.
I want to sympathise deeply with the family of the bereaved victims. A shocking tragedy for the family, for the community. This is a symptom of a significant issues in the Garda Síochána, and that is the truth. The new policing model is not working. It is broken. We have seen in this new policing model, senior management, senior Gardaí removed from their stations. You know, we are in Mayo, for example, senior Gardaí are based in Longford. That is the region, is Longford, Roscommon and Mayo. It has removed the community policing as well, because the regular units have been reduced in order to create specialised units. And that is why we no longer see guards on the street, because of this new policing model. Now the Gardaí understand what is happening, and that is why they voted over 98% no confidence in Drew Harris. And it is crucially important that we recruit more Gardaí, we get them on the streets, and we remove the bureaucracy off their shoulders that is actually taking them away from frontline policing. And on the drugs issue, Claire, I attended an initiative in Belmullet over the summer in relation to drugs that are coming in off our shores. And they're in the drugs unit in Mayo. It is an enormous county with an enormous coastline. And there's about 10 members of that unit. Now, they do not have the ability to survey the coastline. And it is a major issue that the government are asleep at the wheel.
Certainly.
And we cannot protect our communities if we are not going to protect the shoreline. And it's a significant issue that has been ignored for too long by this government.
Well, certainly sharp focus being put on resourcing, but also on the grief that is being felt by the community in Edenderry tonight and in the coming days.